Government gains power through emergencies. You know this. But did you know how many emergencies have been created by governments throughout our lifetimes? The history of the world is the history of government creating emergencies so that government can take more power and loot more money and, of course, give kickbacks to their defense industry cronies who donate to, you know, legislative reelection campaigns and so on. It's all a giant racket. You know, war is a racket, but it's not just war. So think about just the things we're dealing with right now. The vaccines and the bioweapons. You know, COVID. Well, that was created by government. That was created, in fact, initially by the U.S. government through gain of function research, NIH funding, and so on. And then that was transferred to China to their Wuhan Institute of Virology so that China could then add to the gain of function research and build an even more deadly bioweapon, and that was unleashed upon the world. Again, all government programs, and then government rolled out vaccines, which are depopulation weapons, and they used the mass hysteria over COVID to push the vaccines through media propaganda and journo terrorism. And now, of course, we have government creating conflict between Ukraine and Russia, and the U.S. and NATO played a role, you know, in escalating that and pushing that to try to get Putin to invade Ukraine. And so that was a little successful invocation or provocation. And Putin took the bait and did it. And now we're in the middle of what could escalate into World War III. But, you know, it's just that the government's crimes are getting bigger and bigger. So if you go back to the 1990s, the government ran the Oklahoma City bombing. You go to 2001, the government ran the 9/11 program, you know, operation to take down the Twin Towers. Under Obama, they ran Operation Fast and Furious. That was with Attorney General Eric Holder. They were running guns into Mexico and allowing those guns to come back into the U.S. and to be used in violent crimes against innocent U.S. civilians. And then they said, oh, my God, we have a gun control, you know, problem. We got to pass more gun control. That was an operation run by the Obama administration. And then Obama also encouraged and trained a lot of the Black Lives Matter violent activists who were trying to push a race war narrative. And Obama contributed to that himself when he said Trayvon Martin could be his son. You know, it's just everywhere you go, everywhere you look in history, almost nothing is a spontaneous, organic event. It's always a government-created crisis, because the crisis gives them emergency powers. Just look at Canada. Oh, the truckers are honking. It's an emergency. And they declare an emergency, steal everybody's bank accounts, seize all their trucks, shut down their businesses. You know, the governments give themselves emergency powers. So given that this pattern works so effectively throughout history, we can know with certainty that governments are going to continue to use this pattern to keep the population enslaved and, you know, to print more money, reward their crony friends with more kickbacks and stimulus money and weapons contracts and whatever else they're going to do. This is the racket of big government and global war. So the question that we all have to consider is, how are they going to make this even bigger? I mean, COVID was pretty big. You know, that's a global lockdown, global masks, global vaccines. They've killed right now with the injections that have already been put into people. There are going to be at least 1 billion people dead over the next decade. So in effect, they've already killed 1 billion people over time. And that number is probably 1.5 billion based on calculations. Could be as high as 2 billion. We'll see. That's a pretty big emergency. That's a big crisis. They're killing a significant percentage of the global population of human beings. So how do they top that, and how do they hide that? You know, so they need war. They need cyber war or nuclear war. But I actually believe they're going to focus on cyber war next. So I'm anticipating cyber war attacks and cyber war false flags to take down the infrastructure. And from the globalist point of view, what they really like about that is that when they take the power grid offline, they also take down people's ability to access alternative news websites like Natural News or like Brighteon.com. So that they really want to shut down and isolate people. You know how during COVID they wanted to lock down everybody and prevent people from going to church because they didn't want people talking at church and saying, oh my God, this is crazy. This is insane. We should say no. So they locked everybody down and they banned church gatherings. They banned any kind of social gathering. Well, what if they just took down the entire internet? And then people would have to, I don't know, turn on their radio or something, and that could be totally controlled from a central command that just takes over the emergency broadcast system, doesn't it? And then they can just announce whatever propaganda they want people to believe. Oh, there's no internet. Thank God the Biden administration is here to bring you the real story, you know, and then just lie about everything. And if they take down the power grid or parts of the banking system, they will also, of course, plunge people into starvation, food scarcity, panic. And in that panic, people will run to FEMA. That's right, yeah. Oh, please, can I come in and enter your FEMA camp and get free food? And did you see the warning? I think it was from FEMA. It said, in case of nuclear war, if you're in your shelters or underground bunkers, be sure to maintain 6 feet of social distancing or you might catch COVID. See how they're layering the bullcrap now? They're just layering the propaganda. It's like if you're in a nuclear war, you're supposed to worry about social distancing from COVID. I mean, are these people insane? But it's a psychological warfare operation on the people, obviously. And I bet you there'll be people in the bunkers, you know, in leftist cities, like progressive people, they'll be wearing masks, you know, and screaming at you for not having a mask while bombs are raining down on the country. That's how delusional they are. I mean, they're part of a cult. They have no clue what's happening. But this is all part of the fear-mongering, the mass hysteria, the journo-terrorism that's designed to take away people's rational, you know, reasoning capability and get them to just follow orders and do what they're told. So crisis after crisis after crisis, this is what we can all, you know, plan for. This is what's coming. And the crises are going to get bigger and bigger. And I don't know what's bigger than global thermonuclear war. Even if they take down the power grid, it seems like a lot of the infrastructure of society crumbles and, you know, you're thrust back into not necessarily the Stone Age, but kind of an 18th century existence, which is bad enough. I mean, you can't support the current population without a power grid and running water and, you know, banking systems and so on. You would lose, what, 70 to 90% of the U.S. population in about 6 months. With all that infrastructure down. And maybe that's the plan. Maybe it's the Deagle.com plan. You know, the U.S. population predicted to be below 100 million by what year? What, 2025, I think? That was the Deagle projection. Not hard to see how that happens now, is it? Isn't it wild? Like, all these things that were conspiracy theories 2 years ago are, of course, now... They now look like feasible scenarios based on what's happening in the world. So there we go. That's what's happening. Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out more podcasts at Brightown.com and definitely get prepared. There's a lot that's coming. There's a lot that's going to happen. It's going to be very difficult for humanity. So get prepared as best you can. Spread the word. Thanks for listening.